Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mike Reynolds, and I am the MGD, the Millennial Girl Dad. And welcome. It's been a little bit. I gotta make it a better effort to sit there and come and talk to you guys, because this is therapeutic, you know what I mean? With all the stressful things that happen on a day in, day out basis, it's nice to be able to find some place, somewhere, some time where you can just release and kind of just let your hair down, so to speak. Not that I have much hair to let down, but you guys know what I mean. Now, for those of you who don't know, for those of you who are new, for those who just kind of first tune in, welcome. I am the MGD, the Millennial Girl Dad. Someone from the, late 80s, early 90s, trying to raise a youngin' right now in today's world. My daughter's 13 years old. Her name is Anaya. She's a beautiful little girl with very intelligent, smart, bright individual, and she has a great future ahead of her. She's getting ready to make that leap towards high school, so we gotta finish eighth grade first, but that's getting off topic. Stay on topic. All right, now, what is the reason for today's episode? Well, the reason and purpose for today's episode is a friend of mine came to me and he posed a very simple question. He kind of told me a little bit about his situation. I'm not gonna name any names or put it out there like that, but it made me think and gave me something to think about. Now, what is the topic of today's podcast? Fatherhood. If I can, I'd like you guys to take a little journey on me and get some of my thoughts about this. Now, December 31st, 2007 was when my daughter was born. All right, that was the day everything in my world changed for me. Well, that's not entirely true. The day everything changed for me was 9 months prior. Now, while I don't really remember too much about the initial contents of the day specifically, I do remember a few key things that stood out to me. Now, I remember waking up that morning to my lady at the time complaining about stomach pains, her going to the bathroom, producing something that was definitely hospital worthy, to have to feel this kind of like, I don't know what's going on, this nervous, this worry, this like, fear building up in me because I don't know what's coming next. It could be anything. To have to hear, congratulations, Mr. Reynolds, you are 4 weeks pregnant. To have to feel like the color drain out of my face, to feel my fear factor going out the window, even worse than the period thing, just out the roof, to have to feel the ache in my wallet because I know what's coming next, but overall just to feel unprepared. Now, a lot of people don't understand the plight of dad. They don't, because a lot of people don't fill the role of dad. There's a lot of people that are just there for the situation. There are a lot of people, a lot of guys that are just there because there's some kind of like come up for them, whether it be physical, financial, there's some kind of gain in there for them, so they're just there for that. But you get your rare handful of guys, right, that are there from day one. And once everything changes, they evolve to being better men, to being better guys, to being better individuals. And a lot of them become better dads. For me, I didn't plan it. I wasn't about the life. And it wasn't something that I wanted to partake in. You got to understand, I was, 21, 22 years old, living in Atlanta, Georgia at the time. Right? No worries, no wants, had my own spot. Everything was just, what could be better than this? And then have to get that call, to have to get that call up, basically, to says, all right, well, strap yourselves in, sports fan, because it's time to get real. To have to get that, to know that my happy days, at least I thought my happy days were over, is shocking. And it kind of hurts a little bit, I'm not going to lie to you. But at the same time, it makes you think. Now, In my opinion, do I think, or did I think at the time, I would make a great dad? I didn't know. I thought I had all the makeup, all the tools, all the right pieces in play to be a good dad. A caring individual. Wouldn't say I'm the smartest guy, but I know how to put two and two together. You know, I work hard. If there's one quality about me that everybody knows, is that I work my ass off, right? And I'm very caring. And whatever I do, I put my all into. So this should come as no surprise that if I was gonna do this dad thing, you know, I was gonna put my all into it. But then there was the first major hurdle was telling the family. Now, my family weren't really ecstatic about this kind of news, and granted, 21 years old, not many people would be. But seeing as, you know, 13 years have gone by and they love her more than they did then, I'm kind of pleased of what came from this. But we're not talking about now, we're talking about then. During those days, it was a lot harder to kind of manage time and to kind of put things together. Mind you, again, I was living in Georgia at the time. I wasn't really making too much money, but I was making enough to kind of scrape by and do what needed to be done. But then to think, wow, I got another mouth to feed. I got more bills to pay. I got more this to pay, that to do. I'm going to have to lose sleep. I'm going to lose this, that, and the third. It changes you because now it's not just you anymore. This whole story that's getting ready to be written, that's getting ready to be told by you, is not about you. You have to put and set all kinds of things aside to be able to take on this role that is more of a teach as you go or learn as you go kind of thing. Now, granted, everybody can give you advice. Everybody can give you advice, but you learn better when you're doing. And for me, this was doing. So on that faithful day, December 31st, 2007, when I was born, my whole life changed and it evolved. And I took on this little purple, gooey little thing that was my daughter. And I had to know, first and foremost, that I was going to do my damnedest to protect her, to teach her, to show her the ropes, but also learn to listen when she needed me to listen. Learn to love her and accept her on her good days and then on her bad days. To be able to say, baby girl, it's gonna be all right when she takes those losses, and be up in arms when she gets those wins, because that's really where the dad thing comes into play the most. Now, again, I don't claim to be perfect. I don't claim to be the best guy around, but I'm glad to be put in the situation that I was in, because it made a man out of me, so to speak. Not to quote a famous song, but being a dad is tough. And in all honesty, a lot of people don't really shed the light on like men's mental health. And I feel like a lot of dudes, when they do, it's not really looked into, or you get asked that faithful question, hey, you're doing all right? And does when someone asks you that, do they really want to know how you are? Or are they just looking for you to go, okay? Because 9 out of 10, most guys just say, okay. And just go about their business, and they sit there and they push through the pain, push through the anguish, push through the nonsense, and just try to make ends meet, make it work one more day. Because they know at the end of that day, they get to at least have some kind of solace, some kind of relaxation that may not be at work, or it may not be with the kids, or it may not be with the lady. It may just be you getting a nap in or something like that. But again, I'm getting a little bit off topic. Right, being a dad is a very, very rewarding job. And it's a job that may come unexpectedly to a lot of people, and it may rush things in a lot of different ways. But at the same time, it's a job that when taken and when done right, the rewards are endless. To be able to see your creation, so to speak, manifest itself and learn to copy your moves, the things that you do, your mannerisms, your ups and downs, you know, to be able to take that and turn it into something that they do, but then they put the thing down, flip it and reverse it to something of their own, is a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing, man. Fatherhood should never be forced on anyone. It should be something that is appreciated, and as it is, should be, it's a team effort. It should be something that you work through together. All right. But again, nobody's perfect. My advice to any young fathers out there, to any young guys out there that's really close and, you know, you're not really playing too careful and you may be a lot closer to getting that seed than you want to be. Realize that what's done can't be undone. And that when you finally do, or when you do take that leap, that it is something that will change you in more ways than one. Some good, some bad. But otherwise, you are, as dad, expected to perform and do what you got to do. My best advice to you, enjoy it. Enjoy it and try to prepare yourself for it. Because the rewards are endless, but they will try you. All right? Whether it be before you get married, whether after, whether it be something that doesn't really come as you want it, and it's kind of a surprise or whatever. Whatever way this card gets dealt to you, know that if you take your time to prepare, if you go through your emotions the right way, you will be a better man because of it. Right? Being a dad is an awesome, awesome, awesome thing. And I'm glad every day that I get the chance and opportunity to show her like the beauty of this world. Even though this world is kind of crusty. And lie, this world is very, very crusty and it has its ups and downs, but I get the chance to sit there and filter out all the nonsensical shit. I get to filter out all the dark spots and find that little ray of sunshine and give it to her and watch how she uses it in her everyday life. I feel good. I feel good being able to shed the light on you guys, you know? But as it would stand, this is the first update in a while. I plan on doing another one very soon, but I guess you'll just have to wait until that one. Hey, that sound. Ooh, it's nice outside. Enjoy the weather, guys. Enjoy the weather. Anyway, I am the MGD. My name is Mike Reynolds, and I bid you adieu.